Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuller throws to second for one, and Brown throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Stanley moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Verhulst reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Verhulst trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into Freehan, who tags Verhulst, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Fuller moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. Horton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Freehan moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verhals fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Horton reaches second base with a double. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuller scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Burchard now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Northrup hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ver Alls fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ver Alls fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. McLean moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McLean scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alls is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ver Alls hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Larry Burchard. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.